The other night, my wife and I were looking through some old logbooks. Our favourite was a battered, stiff-backed item with a beacon photograph of Charles E. Nicholson painted to its cranky old cover. He's steering the mighty 23-metre Candida with the King's Britannia under his lee. His white deck shoes are ankle-deep in water and his well-greased ducks are soaked to the knee, but his yachting cap is squared away and his stiff upper lip makes you proud to be British. This image can occasionally be seen on pub walls around the Solent, but mine came from an advertising page in Yachting Monthly with the message, "There is nothing like a Pimm's at a time like this." We had some laughs out of that when things got rough. The book fell open to find us 100 miles off the Atlantic coast of South America. Adorning the page was a clear sketch by my wife of what sailors know as a noddy bird. I've no idea what science calls these medium-weight chaps with their long curved bills, but this one made a big impression on me. I was on watch in the small hours, one quiet moonless night. The boat had no means of charging batteries at that time, so we tended to run dark when far from the shipping lanes, while keeping a good lookout, just in case. Below, we had an oil lamp burning, so the watch could read or write between trips to the deck every 10 minutes. The glim was so soft that when I stepped into the cockpit, it only took a little time to readjust my eyes and to begin my usual gaze into the depths of the Milky Way. Scorpio, my number one constellation, was riding high, and as usual, not a ship or light of any sort was to be seen. The long boom of the gaff mainsail was eased off, but so reliable was our pendulum servo self-steering gear, and so steady was the warm breeze that I hadn't bothered to rig a preventer. Suddenly, out of nowhere, a chaotic flapping erupted beside me, and the black shape of a large dark bird landed on the combing. I thought my heart had stopped. Reassured that it hadn't, I groped for the torch and snapped it on. I looked at him, and he looked at me. As is usual on these occasions, I began wondering whether, as set down in Cape Horn Gospel, he carried the soul of some poor drowned sailor, but before I could ask him, he clapped his wings and disappeared into the night. I checked again for ships, then went below to continue my battle with war and peace. I was settling comfortably into Tolstoy's great yarn when, without warning, the boat felt all wrong. I had that by-the-lee impression that long-distance sailors develop. I knew we were going to jibe, and I dashed up on deck just as the boom crashed across. By rights, it should have taken the steering vane with it, because it overhung the stern 3 feet and the vane had to be removed for manoeuvres, but closer inspection revealed the vane at maximum downward deflection, with the noddy bird perched firmly on top of it. Assuming that the wind had shifted through 90 degrees, my faithful boat had responded in the only way she knew. But mercifully, because we hadn't any running backstays, no damage was sustained. Stuck to the sketch of the noddy bird in the logbook, we found a single downy feather that his scrabble with the cockpit combing must have plucked from his breast. He'll be long gone back to the spirits in the sky now, but his feather lives on in my study. The sea may have taken him, but like the rest of us, leaving tiny ripples in the lives of others, he has made his mark.